Tasmanian organic wine makes up a tiny portion of what's sold in the market. Slowly, that's starting to change with a sprinkling of wineries starting conversion, including hand-picked wines. It recently acquired two vineyards in the Tamar Valley. And senior viticulturalist Andrew Butler explains what makes their Windermere property so unique.
The vineyard was established by the previous owners going back to the late 80s and early 90s, and they purchased the property. It was a fairly degraded cattle grazing property. They saw some potential for grape growing, so they came in, progressively planted 5 hectares over the next few years, and made wine under their own label, as well as selling some fruit to other producers, one of which was hand-picked wines. Going back about 5 years now, we've had a relationship with the previous owners and been really, really impressed, really happy with the fruit, the Pinot Noir fruit over that time. It's formed the backbone of our Tasmanian Pinot Noir blend. When they decided it was time to retire and move on, we saw an opportunity to secure our production base here in the Tamar.
What's so appealing about where the vines are placed on the farm here?
The vineyard's in a pretty unique spot for the region, one of the very few vineyards on the east bank of the river here, a little bit more southerly than a lot of the vineyards, and it's in a little heat trap, I guess, in its own little unique climate. It's got Swan Bay literally just at the bottom of the hill. We get the afternoon sun reflecting off the water, and I think we see slightly warmer conditions because of that. The vineyard's generally harvested relatively early for the region as well, up to, well, 2 to 4 weeks earlier than some of the other vineyards growing the same varieties. And also just perfect north-facing gradual slope on the hill here, pretty classic grape-growing area.
What varieties?
We're growing Pinot Noir here. It's about 60% Pinot, and then some Pinot Gris and Riesling as well. So that'll be our first Tasmanian Riesling we'll be making next year in vintage 2020.
And these grapes are put on the boat and sent across to Victoria for processing?
That's right. We've got a small winery facility in the Mornington Peninsula, south of Melbourne. So grapes are harvested here in the morning, generally finish harvesting by lunch, straight in a refrigerated truck and on one of the ferries overnight, and the winemakers see them by the next afternoon. So they arrive at the winery nicely chilled and ready for processing.
Now, you've only had this vineyard a couple of months, but you've also already got some big plans on the table to convert to organics. Tell me about that process.
So we have, as a company, we've made the decision just this year to gradually convert our entire production to organic, certified organic, which is going to be a gradual and a fairly long-term process. But we're taking our Tasmanian operations as one of the first to get that underway. So as of this season, we'll be starting the conversion process, which is a three-year process before we're fully certified. But immediately we'll be cutting out any synthetic chemicals, and one of the big changes is that means cutting out any herbicides to be used under the vines.
What's your backup? What's your alternative then?
We've got a few options. Low tech, I guess. We've got sheep, which we'll be looking to move into the vineyard post-harvest. Unfortunately, they can't be grazed through the season. They love to eat the young green shoots and the grapes later on. But that'll be autumn post-harvest. We'll be looking to move a flock of sheep in. And in the meantime, we look at mechanical techniques, so either cultivation, the light cultivation of the soil using a fairly high-tech machine out of Germany, or mowing, hand weeding. We don't want to say old-fashioned, but some classic agricultural techniques rather than the synthetic and the chemical means.
The plan is to convert all of your vineyards into organics. Do you see the market growing in that space? Is this behind the change?
We certainly do see the market growing, and I guess our reasoning is twofold. or at least twofold, maybe three. At the core of it, our goal is to make the best wines that we can from each site and from each region, and we see that there are some gains to be made by this shift to organics in terms of the soil health, the biodiversity of the vineyard as part of a larger area, and ultimately, you know, better grapes and better wine. There's also health benefits to our workers who don't have to be, you know, exposed day in and day out to those potentially more harmful chemicals, and the local wildlife as well. There's off target effects that we'll be avoiding by moving away from the chemical application. And then, you know, thirdly, there is an increase in market awareness and demand for organic or alternative, more sustainable production, not just of wine, of all food. I think we're seeing that critical mass starting to build. This will be our test pad, I guess, for some of our other regions. We hope to roll out in Mornington this year as well, Yarra Valley, hopefully 12 months later, and then looking at our options in South Australia and beyond.
Andrew Butler from Handpicked Wines talking to Larissa Smith about their plans to convert their Native Point vineyard in the Tamar to organic production.